Zero UPY is KO9R.
Hey Ken, how you doing?
Pretty good. Have you been listening on the radio to the tornado reports coming out of Kansas?
Yeah, I just noticed on TV that there was a report for Cass County also.
Roger that. Right now it's basically just south of the Cleveland, Missouri area, north of Freeman, but it is headed toward Harrisonville. We're kind of watching it, so we may do a spotter activation here, you know, within the next 30, 45 minutes. Just wanted to see if he was going to be available in your area.
I will be available.
Okay, sounds good. We'll keep you posted. KO9R. Just for everybody's information, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Cass County, Missouri. That's Cass County, Missouri, until 7:15. A confirmed tornado was over the Lewisburg area and moving into the Cleveland area, which would then be headed toward the Harrisonville and East Lynn areas. So we are watching this fairly closely to see how this develops. This is KO9R.
KO9R.
I heard somebody in there holler KO9R. Come back with the call sign. Still couldn't pull out the call sign there. Have you got any reports there, or where's your location?
Freeman on KD0KES, I believe is what he said.
I copied something about the tornado. It was rain-wrapped and bouncing up and down, but that was all I could copy. Copy that. So we'll keep our eyes on it here. That's about all we can do. It's KO9R.
KO9R, KD0PVW.
KD0PVW, go ahead.
Yeah, heading south on 131 right now. I'm going to go down to 2 Highway and then go out to the west, down Bradley County line, and keep an eye from there.
Copy that. Let us know when you can kind of get in the position you're going to be watching from. This is KO9R. This is KO9R with a weather update. National Weather Service is continuing the tornado warning for Cass County, Missouri until 7:15. But spotters are now reporting that the tornado that was over Miami County has lifted. However, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a new tornado was located over Cleveland. So we are paying attention to this, and we will continue monitoring. This is KO9R. This is KO9R. They are now reporting a tornado on the ground at Cleveland, Missouri. A tornado on the ground at Cleveland, Missouri, in Cass County. That's from law enforcement. This is KO9R. So the one that had lifted has now dropped back down.
KO9R, KB0HV.
Go ahead, KO9R.
I was talking to somebody at my back door. I heard just bits and parts of that. Do you need some spotters out there?
If this continues, we probably will. The tornado had lifted, and now it's back on the ground in Cleveland, Missouri. So we're definitely watching it. It will go probably into the southern part of Johnson County if it continues on its path.
Roger. Let me know. Got my shoes on, ready to deploy if you need them.
This is KO9R. National Weather Service states that the tornado that is on the ground will be in the Peculiar area by 7:10. That's into the Peculiar, Missouri area by 7:10. This is KO9R. This is KO9R. They're also reporting that if this tornado holds track, it'll be into the Harrisonville area by 7:20. That is, if it holds track, it will be into the Harrisonville area by 7:20 p.m. KO9R. According to radar, this thunderstorm, the tornado that's with it, is dissipating over the Freeman area before it gets into the Harrisonville area. But it is a very strong thunderstorm, producing large hail and very high winds and a lot of cloud-to-ground lightning. So if we don't get the tornado warning into our area, at least we probably will get a severe thunderstorm warning. So we'll keep everybody posted here as this progresses. KO9R. National Weather Service has now upgraded that a confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado was located over the Freeman area and is now moving east at 20 miles an hour. That is a tornado warning for Cass County until 7:30 p.m.
KO9R, this is KD0ZNF.
KD0ZNF, go ahead.
Have you activated storm spotters in Johnson County?
We haven't activated yet. We're just getting everybody preliminary to be ready. If this makes it to Harrisonville, then we'll activate our net.
Okay, well, I've been following this storm on the radio and so on. I just wanted to know if we're going to be out watching or not. This is P0ZNF clearance. Thank you.
Have a couple of spotters that's already out kind of on the west side. We got KD0UPY at Holden. We have KD0PBW at basically 131 and 2 Highway. So they're kind of the forerunners watching the storm, and then we're going to kind of proceed from there.
Go ahead and show me spotting in the east right now. I can move to KD. This is KD0ZNF.
Copy that. We've got you at Leighton. This is KO9R. I will be away from the radio for about a minute, then I'll be back. This is KO9R. Okay, this is KO9R. We are back on the radio here. We do have a report that the tornado is still on the ground 7 miles west of Harrisonville, basically around the 2 Highway area. 7 miles west of Harrisonville, moving east at 20 miles an hour.
Thank you. KD0 Zenith clear.
KB9 QWV Ernie at Chihuahua, Missouri F and 2 Highway.
This is KO9R. What was the call sign there, Ernie?
KB9 QWV. Yeah, I live right there at F and 2, so kind of watching here.
Okay, one more time on the call sign. I caught the KD9. I didn't catch the last three.
Yeah, it's KB9 QWV.
Okay, copy that. Got you at Chilhau area.
KO9R, KD0PVW.
KD0PVW, go ahead.
1800 block.
You must be in a bad location. I caught the 1900 block, and that was all I caught. This is KO9R.
1900 block to Southwest 2 Highway.
Copy that. Got you at the 1900 block of Southwest 2 Highway.
KO9R, KB0HB.
KB0HB, go ahead.
I have depiction spotters version 1.1 up if you want to play with it.
Yeah, I kind of got too many other things going to pull that one up right now.
Roger, understand.
This KO9R, National Weather Service, has reported that the tornado has lifted, and they say that it is not capable of producing another one, but we're going to still watch it here for a while. So spotters, just kind of hang on to your areas there for a while. This is KO9R.
KD0UPY, standing by.
National Weather Service has expired. National Weather Service has expired the tornado warning for Cass County at the present time. This is KO9R.
KO9R.
KO9R, go ahead.
I've been joined by the Holden Fire Department up here at the church, so would you like me to deploy somewhere else?
Probably just maybe west of town there or at least kind of in that area to where you can see that direction. They say the tornado has lifted and is not capable of producing another one, but we're still going to kind of watch it here for a little bit.
Roger. KD0PY clear. Going to deploy west. When I have position, we'll let you know.
Copy that, KO9R. This is KO9R. We are in Missouri severe weather net. This was a directed net because of a tornado that was coming from the Freeman and Cleveland areas headed toward the Harrisonville area. But they say that this tornado has lifted and the weather pattern is not capable of producing another tornado. But we are kind of holding and waiting to see just to make sure in case this redevelops. This is KO9R. Okay, Johnson County is now in a tornado warning. That's a radar indicated. Cass, Henry, Johnson County until 8 p.m. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Harrisonville and moving east at 30 miles per hour. This is KO9R at current direction. This should put this storm that is capable of producing a tornado going south of Holden, coming into the Chilhowie areas and Blairstown areas within the next 20 minutes. This is KO9R.
KO9R, KB0HB.
KB0HB, go ahead.
Watching Channel 9, Johnny Rollins is up in his helicopter, got a beautiful vantage point of it and been concentrating on that cloud that's got the rotation, been showing the wall cloud, been showing the rotation. If you've never seen a tornado develop, put your eyeballs on that. It's a great shot.
Copy that. Yeah, they can get some good views on the choppers there for sure. Hopefully he follows it across and keeps everybody posted.
That's what he's been doing. I've been watching it for the last 10 minutes and clearly seeing the rotation, seeing it drop. It's beautiful.
Channel.
Whoever that was in there, go ahead. This is KO9R.
I heard him. He said, what channel? That's Channel 9 in Kansas City.
by looking at the radar that I have here, which is a combination of the three, GR level three, it does appear that this would be south of Harrisonville, kind of getting moving north of the Garden City area is where the inflow boundary is.
09R Katie Zero UPY, I'm now positioned at 58 Highway and 300 Road in Gainesville.
Copy that. UPY is at 58 Highway and 300 Road west of Chilhowee. Or west of Holden, excuse me. West of Holden. This is KO9R, and we are in a directed Aries weather net. We will always stand by for any emergency or priority traffic. If you have any emergency traffic, please signal a break-in with break-break, and you will immediately be given the frequency for your traffic. Southwestern Johnson County is in a tornado warning. This is KO9R.
KO9R, this is KE0ABT.
KE0ABT, go ahead.
Sorry I missed the log. Could you go along with me as well as spotter, if you would?
Copy that. Your location, or where's your location going to be?
I'm actually just, I'll be down on Apricord and on Colton Street, almost on East Colton Street, so I'll be looking down, just keep an eye on the sky for you.
Copy that. KO9R.
KD0ZNI,
go ahead.
I am also going to be in position on Mulberry Street.
Copy that, you'll be on Mulberry Street morning.
KD0ZNI clear, standing by.
For any other stations that are listening to this via the NAT or scanner, wishing to report any damage that may occur out of this storm, can report to the Emergency Operations Center at 660-747-2666. That's 660-747-2666. This is a directed Aries weather net. National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for southwestern Johnson County. It is this next net's goal to keep you informed as to what is happening on the ground and to notify the community if any damaging conditions would occur. Any trained spotters with reports, please call KO9R.
KO9R, KZAVT.
Either ABT, go ahead.
Hey, I got a pretty good feeling that the lightning is going to start being picking up here pretty soon. But other than that, I haven't seen too much, not too much video. Yeah, we're still awaiting the big reportable stuff. So I'll stand by for you guys.
Copy that. By radar here, I'm showing a very good inflow and maybe a small amount of rotation north of the Garden City area. That's north of the Garden City area, about 4 miles. This is KO9R.
KO9R, KD0ZNF.
KD0ZNF, go ahead.
Show me you're located at the Chihaui football field right now.
Copy that. Chilhowee football field.
KO9R, KD0YSG again.
KD0YSG, go ahead.
I know you're busy, but we stopped in Clinton for dinner before we proceed on again. Can you give me an update as to whether we're going to be in this storm or not? We're going to head south a little ways.
At present course, this will be going through the north of Garden City into the Blairstown and Chilhowee areas. It should stay north or just in the northern part of Henry County.
Okay, appreciate it. I always try and keep abreast of what county I'm in, and I heard Henry County, so I thought I'd better check. Thanks for
KO9R.
N6RSP.
N6RSV, go ahead.
N6RSV here in Centerview. I would like to contact the station and how we have a football field.
Go ahead with your traffic.
N6RSV here, the station located in Chilhowee on the football field. Copy.
I copy the station, Zero ZF. I am on the football field.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you here shortly. My daughter and grandson are at that game. I just wanted to see how things were at the game there. Go ahead.
Everything is calm right now. There's nobody inside. We're going off right now.
Copy that. Thank you very much. N6RSP, clear and listen.
KD0ZNF clear. Also going to go shelter with the rest of everybody.
This KO9R, National Weather Service, has confirmed the tornado warning. Radar indicated of a tornado that is 5 miles northwest of Garden City, moving east at 10 miles an hour. That is 5 miles northwest of Garden City, moving east at 10 miles an hour.
KC0TPB to net control.
KC0TPB, go ahead.
Again, I'm here in the office working. I just want to let you know, and you probably are aware of this, but we have sound the sirens in Holden, Kingsville, and Chilhowee.
Copy that. The tornado was reported 5 miles north of Garden City, heading east at 10 miles an hour.
So KD0ZNI with location update.
KD0ZNI, go ahead.
I am almost at my desired position. I'm traveling on South Street right now.
Copy that. You're on South Street. This KO9R, they have sounded the sirens in Blairstown, Chilhowee, and Holden areas. Please take cover if you are in those areas. You do have a severe thunderstorm that is capable of producing a tornado that is about 5 miles north of Garden City, heading toward the Chilhowee area. This is KO9R. We are in a directed weather net. KD0UPY, copy. KD0UPY, copy.
KO9R, KD0ABT.
KD0ABT, go ahead.
Okay, I'm moving on and have you lock me out. I will keep an eye on the outlet, so if I break in, I'm going to let you know what I got. But for now, I'm going to go and sign off, and I'll be observing those. KZ-AVT.
Copy that. We got you logged out at 7:49 p.m.
K0NR, K0NR, W0WFX. K0NR, K0NR, W0WFX. K0NR, K0NR, W0WFX.
WSX, are you trying to get the net control of the weather net?
W0WFX, this is KO9R. This KO9R, National Weather Service, is going to expire the tornado warning for Cass Henry in Johnson County. The National Weather Service is going to expire the tornado warning for Cass Henry in Johnson County. They say the storm has weakened below severe limits and is now non-possible of producing a tornado again. So this is KO9R. We're still standing by.
KD0ZNI, I am in position on Mulberry Street.
KD0ZNI, we have you on Mulberry Street.
WB0TOM.
WB0TOM, go ahead.
Ken, I just got the messages on that. I have called into dispatch, let them know I'm on the way down to Leeton and kind of observe. But anyway, I just want to let you know I'm out here, and I'm probably about 15 minutes from Leeton, but I'll be down there and keep my eyes open.
Copy that. We've got you logged in. Be aware that it is getting dark outside, so be very cautious of your locations and what's around you. You know, we do not recommend spotting in the dark because it is hard to see a raindrop tornado. So we are kind of holding this pattern here for the next 15, 20 minutes to make sure this storm does not redevelop. This is KO9R.
KO9R, KD0.
ZNF, go ahead.
I am on my way back towards Cleveland, and I'm heading for Cleveland.
Copy that, they released everybody from the shelter at the school. The storm does look like it has dissipated quite rapidly below any severe limits, but we are kind of watching here for the next few minutes to see if it does happen to redevelop. So so we are kind of in a holding pattern for right now. This is KO9R.
WB0TOM.
WB0TOM, go ahead.
Yeah, KD0 wants to check in with me when he gets back to Leeton. I'll be there in about 3 minutes. But anyway, if he wants to check in with me, I'll be stationed behind the school building.
Copy that. You're going to be at the behind the Leeton school building.
09R, KD0UPY is back to QTH.
Copy that. KD0UPY back at his QTH. We'll log you out. Hey, this is KO9R. National Weather Service has confirmed that this storm has dissipated to below severe limits. So we are going to go ahead and suspend the Aries weather net for tonight, at least at present time. This is KO9R. It is 8:02 p.m. and we are suspending the Aries weather net. This is KO9R. All spotters that were out, I appreciate it. We had 11 spotters out watching, and I appreciate every one of you. Be careful driving back to your locations. This is KO9R.
KD0ZNI. With that said, I am I'm moving out of my QTH. I'm headed to Batman home. KD0ZNI.
Copy that.
W0WFX.
W0WFX. Go ahead. This is KO9R.
Okay, Ken. I was just trying to get contact to you earlier in the storm, and I wasn't having something set right. I just wanted to make sure the radio was functioning now.
Well, I heard you on, and I heard you called something KONR or something, and we thought you were maybe trying to get a hold of a certain person, so we were just letting you call there. But, yeah, appreciate you trying to get into the net for sure.
Just my dumb mistake. Sorry about that, W0WFX.
That's okay. At least nothing happened down in that area. So just sounds like some rain and thunder for most of it.
Well, it's raining really hard right now.
Yeah, by looking at the radar here, it looks like you probably got another 15, 20 minutes of some pretty hard rain in the Chilhowee area, and then it'll be past you.
Well, I'm just going to enjoy listening to you on the rooftop. Have a nice evening, W0WFX.
W0WFX, this is KO9R. We are now returning the 8-8 repeater back to normal amateur use. The weather net has ended, and we are clearing everybody back to their home locations. This is KO9R. KB0HV, KO9R.
Fire again, KB03.
All right, we've stood down everything, but we never know with weather, so I'm going to transfer the possible net over to you because I have to be gone for about an hour. Got to go feed calves, so I'm releasing it over to you if need be. This is KO9R.
Understood. I'll bring up the appropriate screen. Have a good time feeding the calves. KO9R, KB03.
Copy that. KB0HB, KO9R.